This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Just gone 6 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, Annie Louie.
Oh, good morning. Tuesday is our food theme show, C-H-E-W, chewing.
Well, can we stretch it out a little bit and talk about food, but also about appliances?
Yeah, that's been a popular topic of ours. Which appliance would you like to choose?
Can we go to the other side of the freezer, to the top, to the bottom, to the left, to the right, depending on the one you have? Can we talk freezers, Annie Louie?
Oh, you said freezer. Oh, you meant fridge. Because we've done a whole show on fridges, but we have not gone to the frozen section.
And we got a number of, be it Calvinators, Miele's, all these different brand freezers write into us and say, hey, you've done a feature on the fridge. What about us?
What about us?
Frosty We're buggers they are.
We're freezing our tits off over here. Why don't you do a thing about us?
I'm calling it 6:01 a.m. and she said the T word. Annie Louie.
It's a type of bird, okay?
Is it?
It is, a tit.
Titicaca. What's titicaca?
I don't know. It's probably from New Zealand. They love their birds
Sounds
over
like
there.
Titicaca. I don't think it's a bird. But anyway, we are asking you the question. Do you use a... Are you freezer pro? Pro or no?
Because I want to know what's in it. People have hidden secrets in there.
My goodness.
We all have a freezer. Of course we use it. But what's hiding in the deep recesses? Go in there now. Pull out the oldest thing, because I've found some dodgy stuff in my
Take
freezer.
A photo of it, slide into our DMs on Instagram. Annie,
we'll play a game, try to identify it.
Snuggle up to Annie and Ando every weekday morning on Joy.
It's your Tuesday morning, we're talking Frozen. Annie Louie, Frozen.
Not the song.
A bit of Madonna, Frozen.
Oh, is there a song by Madonna called Frozen?
Yeah, and she did another one called Like a Virgin, and she also did Like a Prayer.
Am I a bad ally now?
Yeah, you failed gay ally school, Annie Louie. You didn't know that Madonna did. Give it a little few secs okay. to warm up. Now you know it, don't you? Because you're
yes,
frozen.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I know it. I do know it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Madonna. Thanks, Mads. See you next time.
I need to share. We're talking all things frozen and the freezer in particular for our Tuesday that we talk about food. But can I talk about this? I shouldn't have said that because this is going to sound really gross now. But there's a woman in Tokyo, a Japanese woman, who... hid her mother in the freezer.
Alive or not?
Not alive. She was dead, right? Her mum died. So here's the story. She lives in an apartment complex that there's obviously political powers that be. She was really worried that if they knew her mum was dead, she'd be booted out and some other family would get the apartment. So she didn't want them to know that her mum was dead.
A lot of things are in my mum's name, even my car. So maybe I'd have to do the same.
Your car is in your mum's name.
Mm.
That's handy when you get a fine. Has she got a driver's license, your mum?
Yeah, she does. But she can't drive.
I was going to say, when was the last time Mrs. Louie drove?
There's a few hacks. So like, for example, our car insurance, my dad... Who's
She's
passed
with AP,
away.
Like over 55s or something.
Well, they roll it over, which makes absolutely no sense. So my dad had a 50-plus gold membership, and it rolls over to your next of kin. So
yes.
Now my mum's got a membership that's older than she is, which means like she started her membership when she was 6, which makes no sense.
Let me tell you a fun fact about that car club membership, yeah. Annie Louie. You used to, in the olden days, they've gone through you used to get a tag that you would put on your key ring, and... Originally, it was metal, and it was like it would say "member since," so
yes.
You kind of it was status. And then it switched to little plastic toggles, and you'd put a paper insert with all the data on it.
Yeah.
And now it's an app.
Now it's an app. That's it. That's all you wanted to tell me. I thought you meant you were going to give me some advice. Is it going to stop rolling over once?
Does
you know, bless, like my mother's no longer here.
They're gonna
Do
have,
I get it?
No, that car club's going to have. I can't believe I'm
There'll
talking
be
about a lady.
200-year-old memberships.
Exactly. And then they're going to have like the airlines, like what's platinum? Oh, well, you're super platinum.
Yeah,
no,
super
you're
platinum,
gold.
Diamond crusted.
You're like diamond crusted if you roll over too much. Back to the woman in the freezer. So her daughter goes, crikey's mum, died of natural causes. So it's not like she's murdered her mum.
No, no.
She's died of natural causes. She says, all right, I'm going to have to pop you in the freezer, mum, because I don't want anyone knowing you're dying and I don't want to lose the apartment.
Mm.
So she does. It's a decade later.
And wow, that's a deep freeze.
How is it
still good? As in, like, you know, think smells.
What's good? What's
I mean,
good?
None of this is good. None of it is good. Let me state that as a fact. It's not good. But, like, there's no, like, there'd be stuff like telltale signs or, like, leakage or someone comes around for dinner. Like,
frozen.
What's that? What cut of meat's that? That's
it's a meatloaf. It's my mum. Do you reckon it was? It doesn't say whether it was.
It'd have to, recipe.
It'd have to be a chest freezer, wouldn't it? You know,
literal.
What?
That's very dark, Ando. Like a chest is a part of your body, right?
So. Oh. No, I mean, you know those horror... I don't like the chest freezers, which is the one they normally... Like a big box with a fold-out flip-top lid, and there's a basket...
I thought that's what a deep freezer was.
No, you can get upright deep freezers. Now, you thought that was no deep idea. Because it's deep.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
because
it's going downwards vertically. Is that not it?
I'm not 100%, but my view, this is where we differ, I think it's called the deep freeze because it goes deeper into the coldness. In other words, a lower temperature.
A lower temp, just so very like cold.
Your standard freezer is, what, minus 18, minus 19 or something.
But the labs where they're keeping the COVID vaccines, for instance, are like minus 40.
Minus 40. Times, that's a deep freeze then.
Is that why?
Okay. Or they would use, when we used to get sperm at the farm for the cows.
How many minutes into the show we've talked dead bodies, hiding corpses in a fridge, we've got sperm.
It would come in nitrogen, like this big silver barrel, and you would live, and nitrogen is so cold it burns. I wonder what temperature nitrogen is.
This was not where I thought I'd end up. After we went deep, we came back up, we came up for air, and now we're ending on science.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We're talking this morning Frozen, and Annie, I did share with you the woman had hidden her dead mother, who died of natural causes, in her Tokyo freezer in her apartment so that she didn't get kicked out of the apartment
Those
complex.
Those apartments are tiny. I know. She could do that.
And to fit her and her mum in it, she
I
must
feel
have...
I feel like there would be like a fake wall or something you'd have to install to hide all of that in your little shoebox house.
The image I have is the mother... is a little lady, so like 5 foot nothing, 4 foot nine, and tiny framed that she kind of just folded her up and popped.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds morbid and we're judging, but honestly, if you look at Asian culture, a lot of the time that is the most respectful thing to do, or like
to keeping, freeze your mum.
No, step back. Keeping a secret is something that we all know very well about. If you've seen the movie The Farewell, Awkwafina is in it, and
I love Awkwafina.
Yeah, basically one of them is dying and they just refuse to tell everybody what they've got until, like, it's too late kind of thing.
Is that kind of like saving face as well, like in Asian cultures where, like, when I would work with them, they would agree in a meeting and then overnight disagree and email you with the disagreement, but never to your face.
Right, yes. So this is the thing. My grandma in China does not know that her son-in-law has passed away.
Hang on, son-in-law. Is that your dad?
Yeah,
no.
She has no idea. We've never had the talk.
She doesn't know that your dad's died?
Yes.
Yeah, so who is it? Your grandma, your mum's mum?
My mum's mum.
Your mum's mum doesn't know that her husband... How does she support her morally when your dad died?
And I thought, well, you should talk to your mum because her husband's passed away too. You two can bond over this. But they thought, no, we can't because it'll be too much for her to handle because she's old and... think she's frail. She's actually quite, she's still very there, very much so. Like, I'll say hi to my grandma and then my mum spends half an hour explaining that I said hi, and I feel like me and my grandma...
How do you say hi to your grandma?
We'll just be like, hey grandma, how's it going?
Oh, does she speak English?
No, it's Chinese.
Can
evidently.
You do that? Because I've got her on the line, Annie.
Oh my god!
She's... No.
Grandma, dad's dead. Like...
But there's so much in this.
I know. So my mum would make up a few white lies. And every time my grandma would ask to speak to my dad, my mum would say, oh, you know, he's getting on. He's quite old and deaf now. So there's no point talking to him. Can't put him on the phone. And so these kind of similar lies would snowball. And then my mum went to visit China. And I think there was like an unspoken communication when they went on a walk together where... they brought my dad up and nothing was said, but my grandma started crying like she knew. So she was grieving.
Oh, my God, look at her goosebumps.
I know. And that's what happens. So,
but even just, I guess, like, how can she support your mum? Like,
in every other way, I suppose, because I don't like to talk about the taboo topic of death.
Is that the only taboo topic or is there lots of taboo
topics? Oh, lots.
Oh, there's lots.
Spin the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about... group sex.
Just sex in general. Tampons is on that wheel as well.
Thank you for going there.
And I had to explain to my mum about this stuff. I'm the one giving the sex ed to my own mum because I don't... And I have to... I mean, you know, the time I told her about gay people, she was She got schooled.
Does she know that your co-host slash partner in crime
is a raving homo? She comes from it with the angle of fascination.
Like curiosity. Oh, really? Yeah, curiosity. And where does he put it? He puts it in there.
We haven't gotten to that stage. Okay. So, she's not ready. I don't think I'll ever.
Poor Mrs. Louis. Mm. I'm still stumped that your mother did not tell her mother that your dad died. Like her husband. And it's not like they were separated and he was estranged. They were still hanging out together.
Yeah, they would. Every Chinese New Year, my dad would pull out a list of like 30 proverbs and it was his joke to go and say them all and see how far they'd get. But the other person would just have to laugh and wait until he was done.
Hmm. So what, your mum would try and do his voice or something?
No, she didn't get to that stage. That's definitely like, hey Annie, do you mind getting this voice changing app for me and just dialing it up to dad tone?
Cracking you up at the crack of dawn. It's Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
We're talking this morning about Frozen. Annie Louie, you found something in the back of your freezer.
Yeah, do you know what's in your freezer? Text us in 0427 569 949 or slide into our DMs on Instagram with a picture of it at Annie and Ando. Because I live in a share house and when I arrived, I had to do a big clean out. I was like, what's in here?
Was it icy? Was it all crusty?
Yeah. There was all kinds of things in bags.
It's an old freezer.
I think everything ends up looking the same when you put them in bags and over time it just gets like, what's going on? You rub off the frost and you go, this could be any...
What are you rubbing off in the freezer?
It could be any kind of meat. So I found a bird back there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a person like this poor
not
Japanese lady.
What sort of bird? Like a chicken or a duck?
I could not tell. It had wings. It had a long neck and it had gotten greyish and in colour that I could not tell.
A goose?
Maybe. I'm like, who knows? Because the people who live there are in the hospo industry. I would say bigger than a chicken.
Oh.
Like longer than chicken. Like, what is that? A goose? Is that a duck? Is it a... Ducks. What other weird poultry items
could have been swollen. So how did it taste?
I didn't eat it because I defrosted it to find out what it was and then realized it was no good because contrary to popular belief, things that are frozen can't be kept forever.
No, some people, like my mother-in-law and my mother when she was at home before she went to the nursing home, would have some random old stuff, like just in case there's a Holocaust or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were keeping it for.
Do you label things in your freezer?
Yes, and I cryovac, Annie.
What's a cryovac?
It's a machine, that vacuum sealer. It sucks all the air out. So I repackage meat. Sometimes, like, I'll get the bulk pack of thighs, chicken thighs, because you know I don't like breast.
Yeah.
And
you are a thigh man.
I love a thigh. I'm a butt man, actually, but that's a whole different story. So I will, like, I might buy, and there's 12 thighs, and I go, oh, well, I only need, like, I'll create 4 3 packs, and I'll write chick thighs, and then suck all the oxygen out. Heat seal it into the freezer. It doesn't get frostburn then.
That's it.
And it's clearly labelled.
Yeah. So then how often would you be reaching for something frozen?
Oh, a couple of times a week. I am the sort of guy that goes to the supermarket 5 times a week. Like I do like to go
you're
fresh.
You're like village life.
But I also am a tight backside and also with our own animals that we grow.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, you have to have fresh. I can't eat a whole cow in one sitting when it's fresh or within a week. Not. So I have to freeze it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Whereas I was so terrified of frozen food for a very long time. I'm only starting to get the hang of defrosting things. And the safest way to do it is in the fridge.
Yes.
Mm.
My fridge has got a defrost drawer.
Oh, we have talked about that, haven't we?
You gave me such curry for that. I love my defrost drawer. You put it on and you go like 8 hours. Like, it still takes a while, but it speeds up the process in a really hygienic, safe way.
Yep. I'll talk to you about what I've always got in my freezer, though. There's some things that save you heaps of time.
Up early? Annie and Ando are up with you too. 6 till 7 a.m. every weekday on Joy.
We're talking all things freezers and frozen this morning. Annie, just before that track, you said you've got a secret, you've got a couple of things that you always have in your freezer.
Yeah, I've always got frozen peas and frozen corn and a few frozen yum cha items. So things buns, dumplings.
Can you freeze those pork buns?
Yes. And then you steam them from frozen, and it takes 10 minutes to get them back to...
Oh, I normally have a few frozen gyozas in the...
Gyozas.
What? How do you say it?
It's like Guy Pearce, like gyozas.
Oh, yeah. There's gyozas. Look at Guy Pearce and gyoza over there. Gyozas.
Gyozas, yeah.
Why is it always when I try and pronounce something?
I don't know when you're taking the piss because you don't want to reveal a brand. You know, like you've been calling it Igga.
Igga. The little supermarket that just opened at Pentridge, Igga.
Yes. Or whether you're trying to seriously say something like collab and then I make fun of you for it.
I've listened to so many world famous DJs around the world in interviews and they all say collab.
But when you say it, it sounds really bogan.
Collab. I grew up working on my Falcon listening to Cold Chisel out in the eastern burbs of Australia. And then I got, after Cold Chisel, moved to Tism. Yeah. I used to work with one of the singers from Tism. But anyway, frozen. Back to that. So peas and corn.
Peas and corn. What have you always got there? Because I prefer to eat that. It feels healthier than having it tinned.
I've always... don't even open the tin. Don't open the tin on that
tin
one.
Tin of
anyway.
Worms.
I've always got plenty of mince, beef mince, which because the dogs, and yep. also a cheap frozen three veg. So it's normally the cube stalk of broccoli, carrot, and...
That you've had from other meals.
No, I never touch it. No, I never touch it. I buy the frozen one. It's about $2 a bag from the supermarket. So the dogs, when they get fed, they have, for dinner, they get beef, rice, brown rice or brown pasta.
Well.
And then three veg and some dry food. And for breakfast, it's tinned fish, tuna or salmon. Salmon's expensive though for the dogs.
Is it tinned?
Stinks.
What kind of salmon is it?
Pre-cooked? Pink tinned salmon. Anyway, back to your freezer. So yeah, I've always got them. Sometimes a little bit of leftover gelati.
That
doesn't last long. Last night, we had gelati last night. It was such a treat.
I have a lot of unfinished ice cream that I've
business
taken.
Business in the freezer.
Unfinished business. Put documents in there. That's one way to hide things, you know. All of my files from my marriage celebrancy work. When we did a whole course, a whole unit on security. How are you going to save people's details and make sure they're secure? I'm going to pop it in the freezer.
You're onto something. Some people hide things in their freezer.
Do. Maybe. Well, that's why we want to know. Slide into our DMs at Annie and Ando and show us what you've got in your freezer.
Take a photo.
Is it gold, maybe? Is it rings? Is it treasure?
Would you put it inside a chicken carcass? Like, let's say you've got...
That's the ultimate security, isn't it? But then you might forget. You'll be eating it. You could choke on an engagement ring.
And you have four bags of white powder. Oh, I was thinking white powder. Sure. You've got engagement ring.
Yeah.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. It's Addie and Ando every morning on Joy.
We're talking freezers this morning. And most freezers, when you open the door, have a little guide pictures that say, like, tries to look like a fish and it'll
say... That's like a microwave, how they try to tell you different
times
for
different
foods. Yes. So that's what I was saying. I was touching on the fact that you can't keep things in the freezer forever. But what are the guides? Because I can't remember.
Fish is normally... I'm making this up. This is not health advice, please. But it's fish is around a month or two. Chicken's around four months. Beef's the longest. Beef and red meat, 6 to 12.
I'm quite worried now.
Why? You've got a lot old of things. Stuff.
Yeah. I can't tell what it is anymore. Probably needs to go.
If you use a vacuum sealer like I do, it does last longer. It keeps stuff fresher longer because there's no air in
Whereas
there.
Whereas every time you open
how
the door,
I'm supposed to breathe
air's
with no
coming.
Air, no air. Love that song.
Yeah, we should get that on. Yeah, so things like... Fish. Okay, here's a controversial thing I'm admitting to. The fish was like in the fridge, almost going to go off, and then I popped it in the freezer.
Annie.
Bad or?
Let's unpack this a little bit. Was your thinking, that really cold freezer is going to help kill some of the smell and the germs? Like, did you think it would reverse?
No, because I know that things like germs can just live in that state and be reborn. Not reborn,
botulism's
like putting
just
it on
in there
pause.
Waiting.
It's not killing anything
no.
quite often. So I'm not unrealistic about that, but I think I just reckon that it would buy me more time. But now I've got this piece of fish there that I'm going to throw out anyway because it's too risky.
I've got this one. Actually, my best mate, it's a very clean, him and his partner or husband are very clean boys. And when I say very clean, like they Mr. Sheen the inside of their wheelie bin, like their really, really nice bin, their rubbish bin. And like it's brand new. And so when they have a stinky dinner, let's say they're making a prawn salad for dinner, all the prawn heads and tails get wrapped up in a bit of paper, into a placky bag, into the freezer, and then the morning of bin day...
Yeah, that's next level.
They take their rubbish out of the freezer.
Yesterday, I threw out some old meat and bin days in 2 days.
Oh.
I just popped it straight
Where's
in.
Where's your bin? Is it near the house?
It's outside. Are we having a hot day?
No, it's pretty cool.
Okay,
out there.
Yeah, then that's all right. But it was risky, and I'm not popping it back in the freezer just to prevent the smell. I'm like, it's a bin. Yep. Bin stink. We all know bin stink. It's
I've given a spray of disinfectant every day. Every day I'm out there spraying.
The little spritz.
No, I've
some
have a
for
tin.
Me, some for you.
Because ours are kept in the garage, so you don't want the smell.
Oh, you don't
want
to come out of your car and then smell garbage when you return home.
No, exactly. But I don't use my freezer as a bin. There's an idea.
Do you use it? Oh, so you think your friends are using it as a bin?
Yeah, they use it. Well, they've got other stuff in it too.
Quite a bit of shade you're throwing there.
We used to have a shelf in our freezer that had 12 1-litre bottles of a gin that was in a blue bottle, a beautiful blue bottle, quite a common popular gin, because every time Mr. Andrew and I would fly for work, we'd buy one through duty free.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. Some alcohols, they do not freeze.
Freeze.
That was like a fascinating experiment as a kid, wasn't it?
Riddle me this, Annie Louie.
Yeah.
You've got a piece of chicken thigh, not breast, that's not frozen. Mm. You marinate it in vodka or gin, which don't freeze. And then you pop it in the freezer. Does the chicken now freeze?
My mind, it is brown.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando, 6 till 7am weekdays on Joy 94.9.
We've been talking this morning about frozen things and freezers. And, you know, I kicked off the show, Annie, with that lady who froze her mum. Mm. The mum died, all right? Like, she didn't murder her mother.
Yeah.
The mum died. It was in Tokyo. She didn't want to get evicted out of the apartment complex, so she just pretended her mum was still alive and she popped her in the freezer for
10 years. Oofed.
Oofty doofty.
We want to know what's in your freezer. It's probably less dark than that. Annie and Ando's Instagram if you want to show us a pic.
Can you imagine if somebody slid into our DMs and goes,
Don't go there.
What about pets? Does anyone freeze their pet? Like, once they die?
Well, that makes me think you can. People think that they're going to come back in the future alive if they get cryogenically frozen.
So one of the most famous people, and I don't know if this is actually fact or urban legend, Walt Disney allegedly or apparently... Mm. Is cryogenically frozen waiting for the cure of whatever killed him.
Is Frozen a Disney film as well? How ironic.
Is that bad ironic or bad taste?
I mean, he's obviously lost control of all of his...
Do you want a slushy?
His legacy. yeah, he's not the one penning these anymore. People have just taken on the Disney brand and doing whatever they want. But is he... Couldn't that be proven quite easily? Like, where is he?
Where is he? Yeah, seriously.
Where's his grave? Where's his vacuum sealed body bag?
Yes.
In that case.
And popped in. Would you, if there was the option of being frozen, would you freeze yourself?
That is very tempting, isn't it? Because I would like to know if in the future they could bring you back. But would you? It would be too confronting.
For whom?
For yourself.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
What's that movie where they're flying, they're escaping Earth to some other country, some other planet? And there's a robot bartender, and they're all in these little pods.
Futurama?
Is it Futurama?
No. The cartoon?
No. Definitely not a cartoon. It's quite a good movie. And anyway, one of them releases himself out of his pod too early before they get to the... And he's wandering around this whole spaceship. It's not sci-fi-ish, because I hate sci-fi.
You're going to love Movie Club this week on Joy Breakfast.
Oh, what are we watching again? Over the Line, In the Line?
Check Novastream, the Instagram.
Yeah, okay. Point being, they kind of—it's like being frozen, but you're not frozen. I don't think I need to be frozen. Like, if my time's up, if I walk out of this studio after this show, get hit by a tram, drag
so
down
it.
Burke Street,
I'm gonna come in with a vacuum seal bag, going, "It's what he would have wanted."
Don't be no.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy.
We're talking this morning freezers and frozen. Annie Louie. Some people do some pretty crazy stuff with their freezer, and I'm not talking about putting your dead mum in it. Not you personally, the lady in Tokyo we talked about.
Yes.
But jeans.
Yeah, it's a bit of a myth though, because I've done some research and you said that it kills the germs off jeans and you've done it and it's gotten rid of the smells. But I have believed that the germs are on pause and waiting to come back. And what I found is this. Cold temperatures aren't enough to kill off any bacteria on your clothing.
So it's myth.
Yeah, so Levi Strauss advises freezing your jeans to kill the germs that make them smelly, thereby saving water you'd use in washing them, isn't true.
Is absolute, myth busted.
Mm.
Look at us go, you go.
Yes.
I've got another one for you, but it's not a myth busting. It's another use for your freezer other than food.
Yes.
Have you ever, like, you're writing, let's say you've written a check out to someone. Just even saying that makes me laugh. You've written a letter back to your grandma and you've thought, I was going to give her a little photo of me and Anna, your sister, and you've sealed it up and you go, I forgot to put the photo in. Well, if you put that sealed envelope in a Ziploc bag in your freezer for 2 hours, when you pull it out, it will just pop open and the glue will have let go. Just
That makes sense. Cool?
Or if you wanted to stalk, say, have a look at your sister's mail.
I mean, we just send emails now, don't we? So you look at you with your letters and your freezer and your science.
All right, another one for you, since you're dissing me like that. Candles. Do you burn candles anyway?
Yes, I do.
If you want to make them, if you want to double, nearly double the length of burn time, so let's say a 3 hour, freeze them for 2 days before and then when
you... Oh, my Lord. That's good.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's good. But the other thing is, if you want to reuse the jars of candles, you put them in the oven, melt it off, scrape it off, then you can use it for anything you like. Stationary holder.
Chewing gum on your clothes.
I've heard about that one.
Pop it in the freezer. Or,
if
rather
you get stuck in your hair, ice cubes.
I was going to say, don't put you in the freezer.
Yeah. No.
And you try and chip it up. There is, and this is one thing I don't agree with this website I'm looking at. They reckon, you know, your myth on jeans. They reckon if you want to freshen your shoes up, pop them in the freezer. I think that is freaking disgusting.
Yeah. Going back to the chewing gum, get this. When I was a kid, I didn't believe that that chewing gum getting stuck in your hair thing was real. So I tried to bust that myth.
Epic fail.
My mum ended up having to wash my hair in the sink and being like, how did this happen? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.